Today's business news includes a display of technology. The 2005 Macworld Expo begins on Monday. It's the latest chance for fans of Apple Computer to see its new products. This is basically a sales event for a company that never has a big share of overall computer sales. But Apple does win praise for its technical innovation. The people waiting to see what Apple does next include financial analysts, Apple Computer fans, and NPR's Laura Seidel.
This is the time of year when thousands of websites devoted to Apple Computer are abuzz, says Brad Gibson, a reporter for MacObserver.com.
Because they know something new is always coming, and they're looking for that one thing that's going to be the major difference for them in what they're doing with their Mac.
Apple is riding a wave of success with the iPod, close to 6 million sold. But its proprietary system software and premium price have sent its share of the home computer market to the low single digits. Dell Computer has about 40% of that market, but Michael Dell's product announcements don't generally make the cover of Newsweek. Pete Seeley, a marketing professor at University of California, Berkeley, says Steve Jobs has a publicity machine that money can't buy.
Publications devoted to it, blogs, websites. There's something called Tidbits, which is a weekly newsletter about the Mac platform. It's an amazing kind of communications infrastructure out there that the platform really doesn't deserve, given its size.
What's Apple got that Dell and HP do not? Well, first off, loyalty. Millions of devoted fans like Gary Allen. His family of three owns six Macs. Allen and his son have traveled to London and Tokyo to wait in line overnight with hundreds of Mac fans for the opening of an Apple store. He spends countless hours thinking about his Mac.
I would probably be embarrassed to say how much time. It's a lot of hours in a week that I'm watching email, reading email, visiting websites just to keep up on the Macintosh mystique.
While Allen and most fans love their Macs, that mystique is very much fueled by the man at the center of Apple. Steve Jobs will take the stage Tuesday in San Francisco in his signature black T-shirt and black jeans. In years past, his appearances have generated all the hoopla of a rock concert.
Good morning. We've got two Macworlds worth of stuff for you today. So,
the hottest rumor this year is that Jobs will announce the so-called headless Mac, a $500 computer without a monitor. That will mean Apple is prepared to build on the iPod's success to make some new inroads into the cheap home PC market. Brad Gibson of MacObserver.com.
A lot of people walk into an Apple retail store and they buy an iPod. And while they're there, they play around with a Macintosh. And they like its ease of use and they like the operating system, Mac OS X. And they get really close to maybe buying one, but then they're drawn back because of the price.
Another rumor is that Apple will announce a $149 iPod, significantly cheaper than current models. Gibson thinks Apple might convince customers to buy an iPod and a headless Mac all at once. But remember, these are rumors. Steve Jobs keeps his secrets well. The company even just filed a suit against one devoted website for allegedly revealing trade secrets. But many observers say all that's likely to do is keep the flames of gossip alive. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.